The execution. Did you hear? Aren't you excited? I hear there's to be an execution. I heard from my neighbor who told her cousin, who whispered to her boss as she wrote to her daughter, that today is finally the day. If you ask me, it's about time they put her out. That thing has been an abomination since we saw her. Always on the edge of town, the edge of her mind. I think she likes it there. But who's to say what she likes? I mean, we already know. Everyone knows. When you turn her way, the air is pungent, sour with lies. Lies she tells? I don't know. I only know what I hear. And I hear there's going to be an execution. Everyone gathers round her house. There's the sequins, cottons, laces, and even the silks. They stop long enough to savor the wind. There she is, helpless, cowering, leaf folded inward, as if to shield herself from the truth. The truth that she's... My mouth stings with the word. 'Tis not ladylike to say that. That's what mother says. If only she could see this. This animal. Has she no sense? Whose loyalties has she to herself? With this baby. This almond-colored mocha latte anomaly. White, murmurs the coloreds. What do they know? It is another ink blot. Years of doing laundry, yet they don't know a stain when they see it. How can the thought be entertained? The very idea is beyond lunacy. Black, we say. Obviously. And the execution starts. The laces step forward, spewing lashing tongues, slicing her mind. The sequins come next, throwing heavy accusations that break her will. The cottons follow then, smothering her breath in moist rumors. She is still, unmoving, but alive. Finally, the executioner arrives, silk blowing in the breeze. Everyone is silent. She says one word, and the village stops. Whore. And the blade comes down, severing her mind as she crumples below us, and our connection to her. We move away, the job finished, the destruction complete. We all agree, it is not very ladylike, but what a perfect Sunday afternoon for an execution.